My name is Doug Rhodes, and this is a poem I wrote called The Lima Flag. This past year has really been nuts. It's one we sure don't want to repeat. COVID affected just about everything we do, and it really hit our fishing fleet. It seems that all the paperwork that was on my boat, I was constantly rearranging. Every week we got new state or federal mandates, and all of the rules were changing. Now, I'm all about doing my part. I know that all of this helped save lives. So we kept to our island social bubble and learned about N95s. I even bought one of those fancy forehead thermometers. All of this stuff was becoming a drag. And in case we were exposed to corona, we had to carry a Lima flag. Now, if you see the Lima flag flying, it should alert your fears, because according to the International Code Signal Book, it hasn't been used for over 100 years. If you traveled to Alaska from out of state or had an active case of COVID-19, you had to fly your Lima flag for 2 weeks during your quarantine. One of our gillnetters had his daughter fly up from Portland for his crew, and old Ralphie flew that Lima flag for everybody in the fleet to view. But after a while, we fell into our routine, and just like we had done at the start, we made sure to wear masks while in town and socially distance one fathom apart. Now, both my crew and I were locals, so this quarantine stuff seemed like a gag. I wasn't sure what it would take to have to fly that Lima flag. I helped a friend out with his hydraulics, and when they started to work, he let out a cheer. And just like always, when I came down to my boat, he had repaid me for my help with some beer. But looking back, I'm getting a little worried, and on my conscience, it's starting to nag. Because he gave me a case of corona, so should I have flown that Lima flag?